And please do stay around, because we've got some great messages out there. Kia ora. So I just want to warmly welcome now Jane Kelsey to the stage. Many, many years writing extensively about globalisation and just keeping our government honest and exposing a lot. So warm welcome, thank you. She's well into weather. Kia ora, thank you, Jane. Kia ora koutou, ki ngā tangata tēnō, tēnē wā, tēnā koutou. As an Aucklander, it's nice to be down here. It was nicer in the middle of the day. I was wandering around before handing out lots of pamphlets, and it was great to see lots of familiar faces from battles of the past. But it was also great to see so many young people here, because these battles are your battles for the future. And I just congratulate not only the organisers here, but those who've been running the campaign in Wellington against the asset sales, because it's been a real inspiration across the country, and I know it's been being watched from people outside the country as well. Some of those who are here will remember those battles we had back in the mid-1980s, when we were told that state-owned enterprises were simply a way of creating more efficient ways of keeping assets in our hands. And we said at the time that it was a lie. And we knew it was a lie, and they knew it was a lie. And we proved it was a lie, and then they sold them off, and then we had to buy them back. Because, as we predicted would happen, when you have private owners, especially private foreign owners, who have no stake in our future, they will strip the assets. And that's what Bell Atlantic and Ameritech did with telecom, and it's what Wisconsin Railways did with the railways, and it's what the banks that still own our banks did with the Post Office Savings Bank and the BNZ and the Rural Bank and so on. So we've been there and done that, and we know what this means. Know that the problem was that we were able to reverse some of those failed privatisations, right? And other things that failed, like when they tried to privatise ACC, like when they tried to deregulate the electricity market. And we know what happens when they let private, especially foreign investors, look. So what they have is a new strategy designed to lock in and make potentially irreversible the kinds of policies that they want to see rule in the interest of their cronies for the indefinite future. These particularly toxic legal products are known as free trade and investment agreements, but they have nothing to do with trade. They're actually investment protection agreements that make it almost impossible for us to be able to do the kinds of reversals of failed privatisations we've done in the past. We have a number of those agreements already, and they are potentially causing some problems. Some of you will have followed what's happening with the tobacco companies and their threats to sue over the introduction of plain packaging tobacco. What we have now is a particularly virulent strand of this toxic disease. It's known as the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, or the TPPA. Now, we have other ways of describing the TPPA, taking people's power away, toxic profiteers plundering Aotearoa. But what it's designed to do, in particular in relation to investment, is to say your doors without restrictions to the rights of foreign investors to be able to buy any of the assets within Aotearoa. Now, we already have an open door, and they've already signed away the ability to reverse some of that. But now they want to raise the thresholds even further so that our ability to vet foreign owners is effectively taken out of our hands. But worse than that, once the foreign investors own the assets, these agreements give special guarantees to those foreign companies. They give guarantees that we will not alter our future laws and policies in ways that significantly affect the value or the profitability of their investment. So once we have, or they have, given away our assets, our ability to do anything to recover them is not only constrained by the kinds of threats that we've seen in the past and concerns about crises and investor confidence and all of that other bullshit. We have threats from foreign investors under an agreement like the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement that they will sue our government not only for the loss of the value of their assets, but for the loss of future profits from those assets. And it will not be a case that will be brought in our domestic court. It is a case that will be brought in a secret offshore tribunal where there will be three arbitrators who would sit on the hearing, who last week were acting for an investor and this week are acting as a judge in the cases brought before them by an investor. There is no system of precedent, there is no openness, so we can't see the documents or even sit in on the hearings. There may not even be a publication of their judgment at the end of it. These kinds of secret offshore tribunals are so discredited now that many governments are saying they won't agree to deals that allow foreign investors to have those powers. And the Australians have said in the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement that they won't agree to foreign investors having those powers. Our government, when John Key was first asked about this, said, oh, well, if the Australians don't think it's a good thing, it sounds a little bit off-beam to me, so I suppose we'd go where Australia goes. And then his officials briefed them and said, well, actually, Prime Minister, no, we're going to agree to foreign investors having these powers. So this Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement is currently being negotiated. They want to try to close off the negotiations in October this year. The negotiations are all taking place in secret. We don't get to see the final agreement until it's signed off by the 11 countries negotiating it, which includes the US, where the big foreign investors are based. And so, effectively, the government is negotiating a bill of rights for foreign investors not only to enter and buy up in this country, but to be able to threaten us in the future if we try to take back control of what is ours. And so we are working on a campaign to try to stop this negotiation. There's a whole lot of materials down there that I'd really invite you to take and have a read, to go onto our website, which is www.itsourfuture.org.nz, and to join us in the campaign against the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, because so many of the things that we care about, we will not be able effectively to regulate in the future. We will not be able to take that control of in the future if this agreement is passed. Parliament doesn't get an effective say on it. This is an agreement negotiated by the Cabinet. It can be ratified by the Cabinet, and we have no say until it is a done deal. We know that the Prime Minister is very good at secret done deals. We know that the Prime Minister is happy to do deals on behalf of cronies. We know that the Prime Minister is prepared to sell out democracy, sovereignty and tino rangatiratanga. And if we're going to take back control of our futures, then this agreement is a priority this year to stop, along with the asset sale. So, kia ora koutou.
It's about our future at southeast.org.nz. Kia ora, it's James.